Welcome to WGMC at 50, a historical podcast series reflecting back on the five decades that WGMC Jazz 90.1 has been on the air in Rochester. WGMC 90.1 FM signed on for the very first time on November 1st, 1973.
We now commence with our first day of broadcast.
I'm Rob Linton, station manager of Jazz 90.1, and I've spent the past few months talking with WGMCers, past and present, and those who have had a hand in getting this radio station to where it is today, again, celebrating our 50th golden anniversary.
Welcome to the first broadcast by the Monroe Educational Radio Association Network.
We'd like to thank everybody who has participated in this series so far, and we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy an oral history of WGMC at 50. Welcome to WGMC at 50. Today I have the honor of talking to an old friend here at this radio station, Cheryl Monk. She was previously our underwriting and development coordinator, director,
manager.
Cheryl, thank you for taking the time to chat with us.
All right. Thank you for inviting me and congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you very much. We are very, very excited to be celebrating this anniversary. And when you and I have stayed in touch over the years and you had a pretty significant part in the growth of this radio station. So I was kind of hoping that you could take us back to the beginning of how you got involved and kind of what you did throughout your time here.
Okay. That's a lot of questions. I actually started part-time when the radio station was in its original location at Athena High School. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years later, we did move to what was then called Apollo Middle School. That I think it's called...
It's Odyssey now.
Odyssey now, yep, right. Yep. We were there. And then after I left, took the radio station over to Olympia, which was, I think, a great move.
That was back in 2005.
Yes.
Already.
After I was gone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you asked me what I did at the radio station.
Well, so you started out as a volunteer, you said, at Athena. And then at some...
No, I started out part-time.
Or part-time, excuse me. Part-time. Yes. And who was the GM at that time?
Lee Rust.
Okay.
Lee Rust.
Now, was the station jazz at that time?
It was mostly jazz, but on the weekend, we had the Spanish language programming on Saturday and Sunday. We mm-hmm. had Irish Party House. We had the folk music. I'm trying to think now.
Yeah,
you didn't give me the questions in advance. the folk music program. And then we also had hockey games.
Yep. The Amherst.
The Amherst hockey games.
Yep.
Which brought in a good amount of revenue for the station back in the day.
Now, when you got involved at the station part-time, what drew you to it? Were you just searching for a job and kind of landed upon a role with the radio station? What kind of brought you into that fold?
Okay, well, I was working part-time as a substitute in the school district. And Dr. Dwayne Rupert said, you know, there's going to be an opening at the radio station. Why don't you consider it? And so I did. I had never heard of the radio station at the mm-hmm. school district, even though I live in the town of Greece. So that was a new adventure for me. And once I put my foot in the door, I loved it because I love the music.
And that evolved, obviously, over time to getting involved in the underwriting and development side. Tell us a little bit about what that was like for you and what you did there.
I contacted and renewed our current underwriters that we had, sponsoring different programming. I looked for new underwriters. And then I also, in development, we had a membership campaign. I'm sorry, look at me. That's why I don't talk on radio. We developed a membership campaign like WXXI has. Mm-hmm. And that's what started the whole membership support WGMC.
Now, when you got involved in the station and it was, so you were still under Lee Rust at that point, at some point Lee left and
yes.
Eric Gruner came into the fold.
Yes.
And
yes.
not only were you doing underwriting, but you were also assisting with a lot of the special events, of course, the Meet
yes.
the Artist concerts back in the day. Tell us about that.
Well, Meet the Artist was an opportunity to raise a little more money and to get our listeners involved and to showcase local talent that we had, local jazz artists like John Nargis and let me think, Rich, I Thompson. Can't think of all their names. I'm sorry.
Rich Thompson, yeah.
Yeah, to focus on local artists, but also Eric, because he was in touch with recording artists, mm-hmm. he would bring in people that were on their way up, shall we say, their way up. And we would bring them into the radio station and we would have concerts.
Now, the Meet the Artists concerts is something that this radio station was known for. You ask a lot of people to listen to WGMC for many years, and they'll think back to those Meet the Artists concerts. When those were kind of in their infancy, did you guys have any idea what you were starting to get into as far as the popularity of what these concerts were going to be like?
We just took off running. We had no idea what was going to happen, how many people would be attending. The concerts were free mm-hmm. at that time. There mm-hmm. was no charge. So it was more or less to bring people into the station, to get them involved, to meet a lot of our DJs, a lot of our volunteers, to meet the friends of WGMC, and to be more involved with the station.
We're talking with Cheryl Monk, former underwriting and development person here at WGMC back in the day. And one thing, you know, it's very interesting. You take a look back, and you and Eric together were kind of the team that ran things behind the scenes. And you saw this place through some very difficult years financially, right? I mean, it was yes. very, very hard.
Yes.
Tell us about that, how you got it. Yeah.
Yeah, when we lost the Amex, that was $10,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And of course, our budget for the radio station back then, I don't recall what the budget was, but we were on a shoestring. Mm-hmm. So most of the people at the radio station were volunteers, volunteer DJs. We only had a few paid DJs. And of course, Eric and I were paid on a part-time basis. So.
Eric was paid as part-time back then?
Well, I think I'm not sure if he was a full-time staff member in the beginning. Okay. As it developed, as it went on.
Right.
As it went on, he was full-time and he was a member of the union, and I became a member of the union. But it, you know, you would have to investigate that further. I don't have sure. the complete answers to that.
Sure. So again, you know, seeing the place through the lean years, you guys really probably had to put your heads together and say, what can we do to make sure this place stays afloat, right?
Right. Well, one of the things that Eric did is he was instrumental in increasing the power of the station mm-hmm. so that it would transmit farther into the city, because there were a lot of black holes, empty spaces where the radio station sure. didn't reach. Mm-hmm. So he was responsible for getting, now you have to help me out on this because it's not my bailiwick, but did he get a repeater? Is that what it was?
It was, yeah. It was a 105.1 on the other side of town. Yep.
Yes. But then you took it a step further and took radio worldwide mm-hmm. on the web. So now there's no reason why people can't listen to WGMC 90.1.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I believe, and I should have asked Eric this when I interviewed him, but I believe he's the one that put the station on the web for the first time. It was either him or Jason. And then obviously the power increase up to 15,000 watts. But one of the things that, and again, we take a look back at kind of the history, you guys really came up with some interesting ideas. And one of those interesting ideas that was used as a fundraiser that we actually brought back for our 50th was this cookbook.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
That was your
have a
baby,
few
right?
Recipes in there.
Yeah. That was kind of your baby, right? I mean, getting that thing off the ground.
That was one of the prizes or gifts. I shouldn't say prize, the gift that people received at a certain level.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the membership campaign back then, we were lucky to have Eric's relationships with many of the record companies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was able to get records or DVDs, I should say. I'm sorry. Wait, let me start again. Eric was able to get CDs.
CDs, yeah.
So that
yeah.
we could offer those as incentives to join WGMC mm-hmm. as a member.
Now, when I first started here back in 05, you were across the hall. You were
yes.
working full-time in community ed back when it was here. And you and I would often chat kind of about stories and history and that type of thing. It has to be pretty cool for you to look back and see how this place has grown over the years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But I just want to correct you. I wasn't community ed. I was working for the Greece Central School District in professional development.
Professional development. I apologize.
Yes, as a project manager. So, thank you for letting me correct that. And your question was, over the years, yes, I've seen the station grow. And I think it's important that every new manager, like yourself, and like Jason, and like Eric, have brought something different, new, and exciting to the radio station.
Right.
It's important to have fresh ideas and new people.
Anything I've forgotten to ask you? I feel like you've had that. You had this. Well, first of all, how many years were you involved?
I believe it was close to 10 years.
10 years.
And so it was in the late 90s.
Okay.
So it's been quite a while.
Okay. Okay.
I will say that one of the things that I started, well, two of the things was the WGMC newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
That went out quarterly, and also the Friends of WGMC. That was modeled after the Friends of WXXI.
Yep.
So they were there to help out at the station. They would do the mailings of the CDs and the T-shirts for the membership campaign, and they would help out at the concerts. So they were very vital to the success of the station.
One of the things is I don't know if you've looked at the 50th anniversary page on our website or not,
yes,
but we found a lot of pictures of back then. And, you know, you talk about how instrumental volunteers were and still are to our operation. And it really was a dedicated group of folks that came together and did whatever was needed.
Yes, absolutely. Volunteers are the lifeblood of every organization.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Cheryl. Anything I forgot to ask you about your time here?
Well, I made my pledge this morning, and I
encourage
and invite everyone who is listening to the radio station, even though it's not during the campaign, to make a donation and support public radio, because without their support,
we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be. You wouldn't be here.
Thank you again, Cheryl. I appreciate it. And thank you for all of your work you did here over the years.
Thank you. And happy anniversary. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for checking out this episode as part of WGMC at 50, the podcast series celebrating 5 decades of Jazz 90.1 WGMC. Be sure to check back often as we plan to upload new episodes every week or two, celebrating those folks who have come through our doors, making this great radio station what it is today. Also, don't forget to check out our website. Our 50th anniversary page is loaded full of historical pictures, articles, audio, video, and so much more. This is Jazz 90.1 WGMC station manager Rob Linton. Thank you again so much for tuning in.